Around 10 p.m., Republican Bob Lewis cautiously regarded the District 27 returns and his tenuous lead over Democrat incumbent Bob Book.
Well, it's pretty close. I'm only ahead by 39 votes, but there's still one precinct out, and there's over 1,000 absentees that were sent out.
An hour later, and with a total precinct tally of over 6,100 ballots, Lewis found himself 67 votes behind. But then those 1,000 absentees still await counting. In District 19, with its seven precincts tallied, Democrat challenger Pete Peterson found himself holding about a 135-vote lead over Republican Bob Roses, who was seeking a second term to represent Muldoon. South Anchorage District 29 candidate Democrat Chris Tuck found himself in a similar situation in his race with Republican Ron Jordan.
186 apart, so I don't know how it progressed up to where it's at now. We still got two precincts to count. We still have absentees, about 1,000 absentees out there.
When the final two precincts came in, Tuck's lead dropped to 158 with the absentee votes left to count. On those three slender leads hangs the Democrats' new 10-6 majority in the Anchorage House delegation. In other races, Democrat incumbent Max Gruenberg defeated Libertarian Scott Kohlhaas in District 20. In District 21, Democrat incumbent Harry Crawford beat Republican Eugene Brokaw. And in District 22, Democrat Sharon Cisna won a sixth term against Republican challenger Mark Fish. In Midtown Anchorage District 24, incumbent Democrat Berta Gardner defeated Republican Uwe Kalenka, while in Spinard's District 25, Mike Dugan won his second term against Republican Linda Plachek. In District 28, Republican Craig Johnson captured his second term with a decisive victory over Democrat Val Buffone. Republican Cherise Millett, who defeated Democrat Linda Zog for what had been Kevin Myers' District 30 seat, expressed joy at winning and exuberant relief that the campaigning was over.
I had a really hard-fought campaign. It was like running a marathon race, and it was just nonstop. I worked very hard, listened to my neighbors, and went door-to-door. They opened their doors. That was half the battle, just getting people to, you know, to talk. They were gracious and kind.
In District 31, Republican incumbent Bob Lynn defeated Democrat Pamela Freeman and Alaska Independence Party candidate Daniel DiNardo. And in Anchorage's southernmost District 32, Republican incumbent Mike Hawker defeated Democrat Mike Kenney. Incumbent Santa Faircloth, Republican District 17, Nancy Dahlstrom, Republican District 18, Les Guerra, Democrat District 23, and Lindsey Holmes, Democrat District 26, were all unopposed. In Anchorage Area Senate races, Democrat Hollis French was unopposed in his District M re-election bid. Republican Fred Dyson won a third term by defeating Democrat Steve Amundson. Democrat Betty Davis deflected a determined bid by Republican Dave Harbor to gain her third Senate stint, and Republican Kevin Meyer successfully moved from the State House to the Senate by defeating Democrat Doug Van Etten, who was also vying for the seat left vacant by John Cowdery. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.